WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be cloudy to partly cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms and a high near 80. There are some isolated light showers off to our west, basically to the west of Highway 59 from around Dunlap all the way down to just west of Oakland and down to the Missouri border, where there are some heavier showers down around Nebraska City, Hamburg, and Shenandoah. Those are all pushing off to the east-southeast. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In Western Iowa news, police have identified a body found in the Missouri River near Sioux City as a 28-year-old man. Sioux City police say the body was that of Mario Medina of Sioux City. The body was found just south of Sioux City. Lieutenant Mark Kirkpatrick said Monday that police were awaiting autopsy results before discussing the case. His was the third body found in the Missouri River near Sioux City since mid-June. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Train dealer. You know the true Train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Train home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Train.
Well, the council has given first-round approval for toughening Sioux City's odor ordinance. The first of three council votes occurred at Monday's meeting. Two more votes are needed to put the changes into effect. They're part of an effort to reduce odors from private companies in the city's sewer facilities. The changes would require the city to investigate if there are seven complaints within a 30-day period. Currently, the requirement calls for at least 10 complaints in a six-hour period. An odor control committee also could review compliance plans and recommend enforcement action. Failure to deal with the problems could result in initial penalties of $750 and up to $1,000 for each subsequent offense. Officials are still investigating the cause of an explosion that injured five men who were performing electrical work at a manufacturing plant in northwest Iowa. Timewell drainage officials were still hunting for answers at the Sibley plant on Monday. The accident was reported shortly before noon on Saturday. It happened while workers were switching power lines to a new transformer. Authorities say the unidentified victims have varying degrees of burns. Two of the men work for Timewell, which makes field drainage products. The other three work for Current Electric. All five were taken to a hospital in Sydney. One was released, two were airlifted to a Sioux Falls, South Dakota hospital, and two were taken to a Minneapolis hospital. 11 state highway patrol leaders, along with national transportation officials, have accepted a challenge to eliminate fatalities along the entire 2,900-mile stretch of Interstate 80 from July the 24th through the 31st. The focus of the so-called I-80 challenge is to create public awareness through both an increased law enforcement presence and media outreach. The 11 state highway patrol agencies along Interstate 80, including those in Iowa, have dedicated each an increased presence of troopers for each of the 8 days of the challenge. The event kicks off on the west steps of the Iowa State Capitol tomorrow, beginning at 3 p.m. Dignitaries on hand will include Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, Iowa Department of Public Safety Commissioner Brian London, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration Administrator Ann Farrow, and representatives of the California Highway Patrol, New Jersey State Police, Iowa State Patrol, and the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and state patrol agencies representing 10 other states across the country. The U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration joined their state and local law enforcement partners to implement combined highway safety law enforcement campaigns like More Cops and More Stops, which focuses enforcement on multiple traffic safety laws one at a time. For more information on the More Cops, More Stops campaign, you can go to www.trafficsafetymarketing.gov. Well, due to an upturn in whooping cough cases, Iowa students who will be starting 7th grade next month have to be vaccinated for whooping cough or pertussis. Dr. Patty Quinlisk, the state's chief epidemiologist, says it's a new requirement this year.
Kids need a booster shot. just to keep them safe from this disease and keep them from spreading it to other people.
The chemistry in the shots was changed about 15 years ago, allowing for an upturn in the number of cases. Because of that, Quinlisk says a whooping cough booster is now mandatory for Iowa middle schoolers.
That's about the time that the shots that they got before they started kindergarten are waning. In other words, that immunity starts to not be as strong and makes the kids susceptible to this disease again.
When you take your child in for the booster, she recommends checking with your health care professional to see what other shots might be a good idea, too.
For example, there's the new papillomavirus vaccine. There's some other recommended ones, for example, the meningococcal vaccine. So there's other ones that they may not be required, but are strongly recommended. And as long as you're there, it's a good time just to make sure your kid's up to date for everything.
Last year, Iowa reported nearly 1,000 cases of whooping cough, though the numbers have fallen dramatically this year to about 150 cases so far. A new interactive smartphone and computer app featuring Iowa's trails is under development, and organizations behind the development hope to launch it later this year. Once completed, the Iowa By Trail app will feature an interactive map that allows users to locate their position, find the closest trail, and find points of interest along the way. It will also keep track of distance, weather, news, and events, and communicate with friends and followers about their experience. The Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation is working with the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the Des Moines Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, the City of West Des Moines, and other private partners to raise money to produce the app and website. The foundation needs $59,000. The expected release date for the app is late this year. A rain fell in parts of Iowa this weekend, providing some much-needed moisture to Iowa corn and soybean fields, but the showers were isolated for the soil that's been drying back out. Iowa State Extension agronomist Clark McGrath covers the counties from Carroll to the Missouri border, and he says it's dry, but the conditions are better than last year.
Last year at this time, it was entire fields, and this year, it's portions of fields. So yeah, we could use moisture. After talking to people from across the state, actually Ragbri just came through and talked to farmers from southeast Iowa and east central Iowa, and they said that they felt like southwest Iowa here was some of the best stuff they had seen, and I kind of agree with that.
Joel DeYoung is another extension agronomist who covers 9 western Iowa counties from Sibley to Missouri Valley. He said the rain is important as the corn crop hits a critical stage.
We're entering that time period when it's the most critical time period. It's that pollination where we really determine how many kernels we end up with on those ears. You know, the next 5 weeks after that, it's kernel fill, but the next 4 weeks determines what our ultimate potential is. And so if we can't get rainfall, we would like to bring those average daily temperatures down into that highs in the lower to mid-80s rather than in the lower to mid 90s, because that drops moisture demand, daily moisture demand, almost in half.
DeYoung says the crops are showing some moisture stress.
We haven't had but a half inch of rain in the last 3-4 weeks, and so we're starting to see more and more on a daily basis those plants curling, particularly in the cornfields. In the lighter soils, the corn's basically turning white.
He says the plants need an inch of rain daily at this stage of their growth. And after a very wet start to the planting season, Iowa crop conditions are quickly reversing from too wet to too dry. The USDA says topsoil with adequate or surplus moisture declined 22 percentage points last week from the week before, with 43% of the state's topsoil now adequate or in surplus. Temperatures statewide averaged 4.8 degrees above normal, and average precipitation was barely measurable, while normal for the week is just over an inch. Corn and soybeans remain behind schedule, with just 35% of the corn crop tasseled, behind the 5-year average of 70%. Overall, corn is about 10 days behind normal in development. 36% of the soybean crop is blooming, and that's behind the normal of 70%. Taking a look at world headlines, New York's LaGuardia Airport is fully open this morning after yesterday's collapse of a Southwest Airline jet's nose gear that sent the plane skidding along the tarmac and temporarily closed the airport. Southwest Airlines Flight 345 had 150 people on board. Airport officials say passengers exited the plane using the emergency chutes. 10 were treated at the scene and 6 were taken to a hospital, as were 6 crew members. Federal air safety officials are investigating. Congress is considering a new series of sanctions against Iran, targeting everything from mining and construction to the Islamic Republic's already besieged oil industry. But administration and congressional officials say the Obama administration is concerned the measures could interfere with negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. They said the Senate is trying to give the administration time to gauge whether Iran's incoming president is serious about making concessions. An Ohio judge has ordered a woman to spend the next 5 Christmases in jail. It's part of Bettina Young's sentence for issuing state ID cards and driver's licenses to immigrants who enter the country illegally. The Columbus Dispatch reports the judge gave the former license agency employees 5 years probation, but ordered her to spend a minimum of 3 days in jail each Christmas during that time. And across the pond, Prince William, Kate, and their baby boy are spending their first day as a family inside of St. Mary's Hospital in London. Kensington Palace says, quote, mother, son, and father are all doing well this morning and are expected to remain in the hospital until at least this evening, if not tomorrow morning. In a statement, William thanked hospital staff for their tremendous care. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcements, Donna Wetzel, age 68, of Irwin, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Donna Wetzel will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Brian K. Alsup, age 50, of Stewart, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Brian Alsup will be held tomorrow at 10:30 in the All Saints Catholic Church at Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Mildred Wannell, age 93, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mildred Wannell will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Lou Emkin, age 81, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Mary Lou Emkin will be Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Hancock. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Bob Gaffney, age 58, of Manning, has died. A massive Christian burial service for Bob Gaffney will be on August the 10th at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has the arrangements. Grace Schatz, age 95, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Grace Schatz are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Irma Lorman, age 94, of Manning, died Monday at the Carroll Health Center. Services for Irma Lorman are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.